of February, Friday in the first week of Lent. And we are beginning our Lenten session, a gentle session called in Ango. And with us this evening, with a few words of encouragement, is the Reverend Lee Payton from Atlanta, Georgia. Lee, please.
Thank you, Roshi. The appointed gospel reading at today's daily Eucharist in the Episcopal Church is the call of Matthew in chapter 9 of the Gospel of Matthew. As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth. And he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. And as he sat at dinner in the house, many tax collectors and sinners came and were sitting with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" We're presented here with two examples of seeing. Jesus saw the tax collector Matthew. The Pharisees saw the tax collectors and sinners. Jesus's seeing led to a gathering of community around his dinner table where there were no distinctions. The Pharisees saw outcasts, and they stood at a distance. The term Pharisees comes from a Semitic word that means separated ones or separatists. They came to know and see the world in that way, it seems. I've been continuing to reflect on the ashes of Ash Wednesday. In those ashes, what is it that is known? Where is self? Where is other? Show me the righteous one. Show me the sinner. How do I locate high and low? How do I find godliness and godlessness? In affirming faith in mind, we say that even slight distinctions made set earth and heaven apart. The ashes are placed on the forehead like a third eye. So Lent can become an opportunity to practice seeing through those ashes. In the middle of that brief narrative about Jesus and the community around the dinner table, in the Greek text, there's a word that pops up in the middle of that story, out of the blue. It seems out of place. It disrupts the flow of the narrative. And I discovered that that word is not translated in some of the most commonly used English translations today. It was not translated in the version that I read a minute ago. In English, the word is simply look, or behold, or see, with an exclamation mark. It's as if the author stopped and wanted to directly speak to you and me. It's as if the author suddenly and unexpectedly, in mid-sentence, turns to us and says, right now, hearing this story, what do you see?